Joining us today is Harvey Pitt, who is the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Chairman Pitt, first of all, is what we've heard about WorldCom, Enron before that, and several other companies that are now household names, does it amount to a crisis in confidence of, on the part of American investors in companies?
Absolutely. Even one of them would have created a crisis in confidence, but having several of these come on the heels of each other is more than the system should permit or tolerate.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, we're doing a number of things. First of all, with respect to people who commit fraud, as in some of these cases, we go right after them, and we're trying to take the principal officers and strip them of their salaries, their bonuses, their stock options, and prevent them from ever serving at any other public company. But we're doing a lot to reform the system. We're going to create a system of accountant regulation that will ensure the public that accountants adhere to the highest standards and move beyond some of the problems we've seen.
You came to the SEC having spent time as a lawyer lobbyist for the accounting industry in Washington. And looking back to last October, you told a gathering of accountants that you spoke with some regret that the SEC wasn't regarded as kinder and gentler toward accountants. Seeing everything that's happened since October, if you could go back, would you have had a different message for the accountants that perhaps the SEC shouldn't be so kind and gentle to the accounting industry?
First thing I want to say is that although I did do some legal work, I was never a lobbyist for anyone, certainly not the accounting profession. And secondly, I think in the light of what we've seen with the accounting profession, one thing I'm concerned about is that the remarks I made have been taken out of context, so I would choose them a lot more carefully today. My message was this, and it remains the same. There are several ways to stop this crisis of confidence. One is by active aggressive enforcement, which we have taken to new heights. Second, it's by providing clearer and smarter regulations so people have no excuses for doing the right thing. But the third thing, and this is the thing that my speech was directed to, is getting people to come in the front door before they make the mistakes, before they mess it all up and the public is inconvenienced by that. That's something that wasn't happening at the SEC, and that's something that we've changed.
You've called for CEOs and chief financial officers to personally assume responsibility for their statements that they make and for the statements about their companies. I just wonder what your sense of the psychology is here in the sagas of the collapses and scandals of the past few months. I was trying to wonder, and I want to hear what you think, whether that would have deterred any of the CEOs or CFOs that we've read about. They don't seem to be people who would have really balked much at signing a piece of paper saying I'm totally okay with this and liable for it.
It's a fair question, and I can't say whether it would have stopped any of them. What I do think it would do is it would have required all of them to stop and think before they actually put their name on a piece of paper. If people are required to sign their names and state affirmatively that they are assuming personal responsibility for the validity of the disclosure, then it seems to me we will get better disclosure. Whether it will prevent another Enron or not, I don't know. But I think that we have to start by telling people that if you're making big bucks, you have full responsibility for what goes into your company's financial statements.
I was thinking back last week in the as the WorldCom fiasco was breaking, to the stories we all learn about the market crash of the 20s, that margin buying was what was at fault. People buying stocks, which they really didn't have the money for. And that time it was simply on, I guess, the broker's credit. And there's something unsettling looking back at this little company that was able to buy bigger and bigger companies when apparently it really didn't have the money to do that. Is there something fundamentally wrong with stock deals and the way that companies change hands in America now that permits very, very unstable corporations to get very, very big?
Well, it's difficult to answer that with any comprehensive view. I will say this, that when companies seek to acquire a company, another company, if they're doing it to enhance the business, enhance the model, and create synergies, those have real values to investors. If what they're doing is trying to hide a lack of balance sheet performance, they're trying to show results and profits and revenues when there aren't any, then it's up to the board of directors, it's up to the accountants, it's up to the lawyers, and it's up to the investment bankers to put a stop to that kind of thing by saying, this is not acceptable, this is not in the public interest.
Is it up to the government to do that?
Well, if it doesn't get handled any other way, you bet.
Chairman Pitt, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Harvey Pitt, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission.